Harry, said a hoarse voice in Harry's ear. Hermione! Harry looked around and saw Hagrid's enormous bearded face sticking between the seats. Apparently he had squeezed his way all along the row behind, for the first and second years he had just passed had a ruffled, flattened look about them. For some reason, Hagrid was bent double as though anxious not to be seen, though he was still at least 4 feet taller than everybody else. Listen, he whispered, can you come with me now, while everyone's watching the match?
Can't it wait, Hagrid? Asked Harry, till the match is over.
No, said Hagrid. No, Harry, it's got to be now, while everyone's looking the other way, please.
Hagrid's nose was gently dripping blood. His eyes were both blackened. Harry had not seen him this close up since his return to the school. He looked utterly woebegone.
Course, said Harry at once. Course we'll come.
He and Hermione edged back along their rows of seats, causing much grumbling among the students who had to stand up for them. The people in Hagrid's row were not complaining, merely attempting to make themselves as small as possible.
I appreciate this, you two, I really do, said Hagrid as they reached the stairs.
He kept looking around nervously as they descended toward the lawn below.
I just hope she doesn't notice us going.
You mean Umbridge? Said Harry. She won't. She's got her whole inquisitorial squad sitting with her, didn't you see? She must be expecting trouble at the match.
Yeah, well, a bit of trouble wouldn't hurt,
said Hagrid, pausing to peer around the edge of the stands to make sure the stretch of lawn between there and his cabin was deserted.
Give us more time.
What is it, Hagrid?
Said Hermione, looking up at him with a concerned expression on her face as they hurried across the lawn toward the edge of the forest.
Yeah, you'll see in a moment,
said Hagrid, looking over his shoulder as a great roar rose from the stands behind them.
Hey! Did someone just score?
It'll be Ravenclaw, said Harry heavily.
Good, good,
said Hagrid distractedly.
That's good.
They had to jog to keep up with him as he strode across the lawn, looking around with every other step. When they reached his cabin, Hermione turned automatically left toward the front door. Hagrid, however, walked straight past it into the shade of the trees on the outermost edge of the forest, where he picked up a crossbow that was leaning against a tree. When he realized they were no longer with him, he turned.
We're going in here,
he said, jerking his shaggy head behind him.
Into the forest? Said Hermione, perplexed.
Yeah, said Hagrid. Come on now, quick, before we're spotted.
Harry and Hermione looked at each other, then ducked into the cover of the trees behind Hagrid, who was already striding away from them into the green gloom, his crossbow over his arm. Harry and Hermione ran to catch up with him.
Hagrid, why are you armed? Said Harry.
Just a precaution, said Hagrid, shrugging his massive shoulders.
You didn't bring your crossbow the day you showed us the Thestrals, said Hermione timidly.
Nah, well, we weren't going into fire then, said Hagrid. And anyway, that was before Ferenczi left the forest, wasn't it?
Why does Ferenczi leaving make a difference? Asked Hermione curiously.
'Cause the other centaurs are good and riled at me, that's why, said Hagrid quietly, glancing around. They used to be, well, you couldn't call them friendly, but we got on all right. Kept themselves to themselves, but always turned up if I wanted a word. Not anymore.
He sighed deeply. Ferenczi said that they're angry because he went to work for Dumbledore? Harry asked, tripping on a protruding root because he was busy watching Hagrid's profile.
Yeah, said Hagrid heavily. Well, angry doesn't cover it. Ruddy livid. If I hadn't stepped in, I reckon they'd have kicked Ferenczi to death.
They attacked him? Said Hermione, sounding shocked.
Yep,
said Hagrid gruffly, forcing his way through several low-hanging branches.
He had half the herd onto him.
And you stopped it? Said Harry, amazed and impressed. By yourself?
Course I did. Couldn't stand by and watch him kill him, could I? Said Hagrid. Lucky I was passing, really, and I'd have thought Ferenczi might have remembered that before he started sending me stupid warnings,
he added hotly and unexpectedly. Harry and Hermione looked at each other, startled, but Hagrid, scowling, did not elaborate.
Anyway, he said, breathing a little more heavily than usual, since then the other centaur has been livid with me, and the trouble is, they've got a lot of influence in the forest. Cleverest creatures in here.
Is that why we're here, Hagrid? Asked Hermione. The centaurs?
No,
said Hagrid, shaking his head dismissively.
No, it's not them. Well, of course, they could complicate the problem, yeah, but you'll see what I mean in a bit.